I started working in 1972 for the lordly wage of $1.15 per hour. That was the minimum wage back then, but it certainly doesn't seem like a lot of money now. After all, you can't buy a cup of coffee for that price anymore. At the time, it was a suitable minimum wage for someone in high school. A gallon of gas 4.5 liters was 50 cents or 11 cents per liter. I could fill the tank for $5 or about 5 hours of work. A liter of gas represented 1/10 of my hourly wage. Up until a few months ago, the price of a liter of gas in Prince George was less than 1/10 of the hourly minimum wage. It is only over the past 6 months that the prices have skyrocketed and reached the levels found in other countries. For example, during my year in New Zealand, I was paying a $1.70 per liter, and that was pre-pandemic when gas prices here were about $1.20 per liter. Of course, in New Zealand, you really don't have long-distance drives. The cost of other necessities has mostly tracked wages. Looking at old grocery flyers from the 70s, you can find 3 quarts of milk for 35 cents or about 10 cents per liter. Again, that is about 1/10 of minimum wage at the time, and, on that basis, milk should now cost about $1.50 per liter. However, wages and prices have not tracked for everything. The housing market is the prime example. My parents bought their house in Vancouver in 1961 for $15,000, which was the equivalent of 3 years' salary for my father. You can't find a livable house now in Vancouver for 3 times a middle-class earner's salary. The median after-tax income for Canadian families was $66,800 in 2020, according to Statistics Canada. What sort of house could you afford for 3 times that salary, for just $200,000? Inflation in housing started in the 1980s, and successive governments, both liberal and conservative, have done nothing to address the problem. So, when Pierre Poilievre tries to lay the blame on the liberals for unaffordable prices, remember his party didn't solve the problem either when they've been in power. P.S. And if the NDP, the Bloc Québécois, the Green Party, or anyone else had formed government since the 1980s, they likely wouldn't have been able to do anything about the increases in house prices. After all, they are driven by the consumer demand and not controlled by regulation. Todd Whitcomb is a chemistry professor at UNBC.